You're first, yeah.
No, just go ahead, Ramon.
Yeah, we'd like to make the following motions. First motion would be to remove $164,600 in general fund monies from various categories where general fund match monies were transferred to pure general funds following a reduction in federal funding. Reductions will be on pages 2, 4, 14, 16, 20, and 22.
This is where the federal funds didn't come in.
Where the federal funds did not come in.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Check.
Federal funds were not received.
Right.
So we're reducing general fund by the match. Jeremy, I ask the administration to respond to this.
Mr. Dusick.
Yes.
My understanding, Mr. Chairman, is that because the federal funding will not be materializing?
That's correct. That's stated by Senator Bennett.
Okay. Yes, the department has not provided us with any information regarding any federal fund shortfall, so I'm afraid I'm not prepared to answer that at this point.
This motion, is it the same one?
Chairman.
Okay. It's the passout that you have.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and that is a motion on each one of those. Just my observation, I haven't done the intern work, but Senator Bennett's staff has. Each one of those where they lost the federal funds, then they just transferred it up to use the general funds, and I don't think that's correct either.
Pleasure, Senator.
I would approve the motion.
Lieutenant Duncan, you wanted to ask a question?
With the understanding, what? May I ask Senator Bennett first? Where does information come from?
Our staff worked with the department, but federal monies were coming in. Obviously, you're in a position to where you're getting off the ferret, the federal carrot. And did you fund these things this year? Well, then you picked up all the federal programs.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to object and just make note that I will check this out.
That's fine. That's fine. There's a motion before us to accept the amendments on two sheets by Senator Bennett. The objection is still maintained. All in favor of that motion signify by raising your hand. Oppose? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the second motion I'd like to present at this time would result in no general fund increase, but would incorporate the Senate intent on page 14 and 40, the transferring of $47,000 in the 100 line item with the intent. What that basically does is Cordova area needs a seafood industry inspector, and that would move it from an existing qualified person in the interior down to Cordova to take care of this.
Do you have copies of that, Senator?
Is that page 8, number 8, page 18? Yeah. It's on your on that sheet.
Page 18 and page 40.
Okay. I asked where these PC and what's the location of these PC?
Fairbanks to relocate to Cordova where the fishing industry is requested.
We send it.
Yes.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Bennett? That's it. Senator Bettesworth? Representative Bettesworth?
I'd like to hold item 40, seafood industry, and review the travel on that. As you know, last year we added a number of positions statewide to look at the seafood industry processing to hopefully alleviate any more botulism situations, and there's a strong question as to whether they have sufficient travel that item to get around to do all the things that they need to do. And if we're going to keep the travel down, then we could probably eliminate some of the positions because they wouldn't be able to get out and do what they're intended to do.
I'll, when we open these up for a final, I'll
have the information we need.
No objection. Is there any further questions? Hearing none, at this time, the chair will entertain a motion to close out the environmental conservation with the exception of page number 40. And all letter of intent will go into the budget as stated in the two pages.
So moved.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The next one we'll take up is administration.
I thought you'd have an interest in that one.
Okay, under administration, the pages and components that I've left open is on page number 4, the longevity bonus, and we're looking at that with Senate Bill 215, page number 50, the Alaska Broadcasting Commission, and the other one is the risk management portion there is left open to limited powers. Is there any? Pardon me?
Page 74. Risk management with page.
You would like to leave the page number 74 open,
yeah,
Senator?
Yeah.
The Office of the Commission. Representative Bettesworth?
For the time being.
Senator?
Page 48, please. Alaska Public Office.
Is there any questions in regards to any of the pages?
Are we leaving 48 open?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I have a couple of questions.
Representative Duncan.
Page 108. Mr. Chairman, page 108, the House figure being accepted, which I have no real problem with, except on line item number 1, my information and equation analysis. We deleted, had a personal services adjustment of a deletion of 64,700 information I have. That does cause a difficulty with the division. I guess I'd ask the administration for their comments.
Mr. Dusick, the on page 108, is the question is regarding personal services, as we have accepted the house number. The only reduction there was approximately 64.7.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This BRU, this component, had the personal services adjustment of $64,100 deleted. It was the only component that had this adjustment so deleted. I believe a couple other departments in the Senate version had it also deleted. DEC, I believe, and Fish and Game. And those have since been restored, and we ask that this one also be restored to be consistent with all the other components in the budget.
Yes, it is. I'd like to move the increase of $64,100.
Object. There's a motion before you under personal services to move a figure of $64,000.
Actually, excuse me. I guess what I'm moving is a Senate line item, number one, Senate figure and line item.
Fine. The representative would like to move the Senate number under personal services. There's objection. All in favor of that motion signify by raising your hand. All opposed? Motion fails.
And one other question, Mr. Chairman. Page 38. Chairman, page 38, the Kodiak Public Defender's Office, I have a proposed amendment to the versions we accepted. Accepting the recommended accept the Senate budget. The amendment being handed out would really not, would actually increase the money, the general fund requirement of about $14,000. However, it would change it from contractual to establishing an office in Kodiak. The information below the numbers on this handout explain the reasoning for that. And apparently, the caseload in Kodiak does warrant a permanent office. Information provides the on the last contract, the two bids that came in were above the amount budgeted. This would eliminate the need for a contract office.
Did you move that?
Yes, I would like to move that.
We object. All in favor of that motion signify by raising your hand. Oppose. Motion fails. Further questions? Do you have copies of your letter of intent, Senator?
No.
For administration, I'll read it. It is the intent of the legislature that no agency may purchase or lease purchase any computer hardware unless the equipment was identified specifically in the agency equipment line item in the appropriate components. This would go under administration data processing under management services, page 110.
The reason for this to the committee is that, as you recall, it came out publicly a couple of days ago, or about a week ago, that the administration was contemplating purchasing 3,000 personal computers. And this is an attempt to look at that whole program, and that no one can purchase those unless it's been approved by the legislature, specifically within the different departments.
Would you move
your... for the motion?
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The intent language will be adopted.
Chairman.
Representative Duncan.
Chairman, I'd like consideration perhaps of, I made a motion on page 38, which was not accepted. Could I ask if that be held open so I can take another look at that based on the fact that motion wasn't accepted?
You may, Representative Duncan. This completes the administration budget with the exceptions of page number 4, 38, 48, 50, 74, and 126. At this time, the chair will move.
Move to close.
Hearing no objection, so ordered, with the intent language adopted. The next one we'll take up is the legislature. The only open section that we have left open for limited powers is on page number 18. Is there any questions?
Chairman.
Representative Duncan.
Just a couple of questions, perhaps the chairman of the Budget and Audit Committee could answer this. I noticed in both in legislative audit for the professionals and also for the committee, travel has been reduced substantially. I'm wondering if that is going to provide sufficient money for traveling.
Yeah, I think it will. There's been excessive funds put in the last number of years, in my opinion. This year we're going to lapse
considerable funds, and there's no point in just putting it in there to have it. We did a pretty thorough investigation of what we thought we'd have to do this year, and believe we can do it within those funds.
Do you have a question?
Mr. Chairman, on page 16. Mr. Chairman, on page 16, I'd like to make the following motion. The motion would be on page 16 to reduce the $4 million that's in contractual under leadership.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Well, you'll like it.
What page?
16.
Page 16. To reduce the $4 million that's under contractual to $1 million, to transfer $3 million from that line item to page 28, Legislative Council, Council and Subcommittees, making that a total of $3,725.9.
We object. The motion is before you. All in favor of the motion signify by raising your hand.
Mr. Chairman, just may I explain? Just so people understand what I'm doing here.
We understand.
We understand. Yes.
I just want to make sure everyone was clear.
We understand. We understand. Age-old process.
I'm sure they're all supportive of this.
All in favor of that motion signify by raising your hand. Opposed? Motion fails. Sir.
I give you a vote. I thought you would. No, what? Page 30.
Page number 30.
Mr. Chairman, page 30, we're taking the House figure, which eliminates the Washington, D.C. office, as I understand. Am I correct on that?
What page?
That's correct.
Page 30.
That's correct.
Oh, no, that's, you're incorrect in this
sense.
I
think I am incorrect now I look
yeah.
at it.
Okay.
What's the elimination 48.3 there?
The two figures are identical, and the intent was not moved, and so it would be up to future discussion.
Ours is deletion of the information that there we do have another office. The governor has an office down there also, and it was a duplication, and that's the reason we have deleted it on the House side.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask you question again, just so I'm clear. This is not the component, probably. This is for office space rental for the D.C. office. Has the budget also eliminated the personal services for the D.C. office?
Did not. Ella, it was my understanding that when we worked on this that we agreed to cover the two figures, to take the House figure, but just to delete any mention about deletion of the D.C. office. Is that correct?
Well, we're going to close one office down on that.
You're
going to hold that one open?
Yeah. Because that was not my understanding.
You hold this page open?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask also where do personal services for the D.C. office show on which component?
Yes, it would show on page number 18 of the executive administration is the position there.
We've held that open also?
We have. Well,
yes, we have held that open.
Right. One final one. Page 34. Chairman, on page 34, two problems. One is the intent is not being proposed to be adopted, which is the House intent. I do believe that needs to be adopted. I also feel that in order to fully staff these teleconference sites, we need to reinstate the money. So I'll make two separate motions. I guess first I'd like to move that we add back in $497,000 that's been deleted for teleconference sites.
We object. If there any discussion, all in favor of the motion signify by raising your hand. Opposed? Motion fails.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the
42.
Intent.
42.
Okay.
There's objection. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, may I ask what the intent is if we don't move the intent?
When we were working on this entire budget, our feeling was that we had at least put the status quo, bring the status quo to all departments, including ourselves, and that's why we've even attempted to reduce our own travel. And until we can just take a good look at everything. The other reason is that I have, in my district, a lot of communities and a lot of people on salary that do absolutely nothing except for maybe once a week. And I don't think that's right. Maybe your people within your community do some, but not mine. And we've expanded the program without absolutely looking at the needs in terms of the amount of hours. And I don't care if the people work for the legislature or they work for the administration. They've got to have full-time jobs if we're going to pay them full-time jobs. Otherwise, we go down to specific, very part-time positions.
Chairman, if I can just ask the Senator a question, I understand what you're saying, and I would agree with that. We're talking here, of course, about the teleconference sites and mm-hmm. individuals who run those sites. I don't see a list of ones which are being proposed to be closed down as a result of this decrease of almost $500,000 in funding.
Well, it was my thinking that legislative council, who's in charge of this, does that. Because I've never really attempted to get into the administration, day-to-day administration of the legislature through Senate Finance.
However, many of these sites, I don't mean to be argumentative here, but many of these sites were established by statute. We, in fact, passed a bill just 1 year or 2 years ago, which established many teleconference sites, and was that legislative direction? I would think if we were going to cut those back, that the legislature should give direction.
Yes, I don't know. You know, we pass a lot of things in terms of authorization, that if the funds are available, then you fund them.
Would you consider holding this open? Or do you
not really. I mean, I just really feel strongly that we should start treating ourselves like we treat everybody else.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to renew my motion to adopt the intent, just because I believe that this is a good service to the public, and if we have offices that are not functioning, we should see that they do function, but the public does deserve access.
There's a motion before you to adopt the intent language placed on page number 35. All in favor of that motion signify by raising your hand. Opposed? Motion fails. Is there anything else? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion to close out the legislature budget with the exception of pages 18 and 30.
Motion so made.
No opposition, so ordered. The last one we'll take up is the governor's budget at this time. At this time, the House will move and ask unanimous consent that the House figures be adopted. Is there any objection?
Object.
Move it right along.
The areas that we do have problems with the governor's component, I have left open page number 14, the contingency fund, and the salaries and benefits of state employees. It's my belief that the pay raises are not necessary, but the amount of money that is used, the $32 million, can be yet best used for either school construction bond funds, which the money is approximately $32 million, or it can be used for the older people under the longevity bonus programs. So I'd like the Senate to consider, when we get to that component, even though we're going to leave it open, that we not fund pay raises this session. Is there anything else under the governor's office besides page number 14 and page number 42 that you'd like to discuss?
Page 8.
Page number 8.
Just a question for, I guess, Mr. Dusick. The substantial travel reduction from the governor's amended budget to the Senate budget of $88,000, does that cause you concern?
No.
Would you use your plane? Excuse me.
Does not include Operation Aircraft.
Is there any further questions? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
Just one moment. Gene, did you have any other questions, any of that other ones?
The only questions we have are in two open items.
Okay. Okay. We'll go into limited powers on those two, and those two items are page number 14 and 42. A motion is in order to close this one off.
So moved.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. At this time, I'd like to take first of all, there's a few intent languages that was left out that we need to take care of. The first one would be under military affairs.
No, a couple others.
Yeah, I'd pass them over.
A lot of these. Yeah.
Under one of these components, we adopted a Senate number. What I'd like to do is adopt the House version. What it does is increases the contractual item by $21,600. These are...
On page 6?
No, just a minute. It's on page 28. Yes. And what it does is...
Based on the memory.
These are fixed costs for insurance and equipment leases. And at this time, on page number 28, under contractual, I'd like to move the House number.
On contractual?
Yeah.
No objection.
Sorted. Okay. One of the, under State Bond Committee, one of the things that we need to do is pass the Senate's number there for the bond debt. And at this time, we'd like to move the Senate version.
Which?
It would go, I think it was...
Which one?
It's right in behind transportation.
In yeah. Transportation?
Yeah, it has the state bond.
Hold a second.
Right behind transportation.
Why are you deleting page 2?
Okay. Yeah, oh, I see. Okay.
Why would you delete that?
No, that's the sense. There's one on.
That was another fund.
Oh, it's not general fund. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Is there any objection?
No.
Hearing none, the State Bond Committee report is accepted. I have some intent language to go with Department of Education that was submitted. It's intent language I'd like on page number 74. The sum of $20,000 is appropriate to the Department of Education as direct grant to the Alaska Wrestling Association for the purpose of high school wrestling exchange program. It's just intent language to go with that.
What this do is by taking it away from music and drama and all the other basketball activities.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, what figure do we accept here? Senate figure or
here you go.
Have you ever seen money asked in?
This won't jeopardize the great Fairbanks puck out, will it, for hockey?
No, it won't.
$20,000?
Yes.
Go ahead.
An objection, hearing none, so ordered. Senator, you had some intent language that was omitted.
No, it wasn't intent. It was a mistaken number.
on Commerce and Economic, no, what the hell, no. Yeah, APUC, what's the page? On page 48. We had taken the house figure in there, and I'm sorry, PUC.
It's on page number 30, Senator.
30,
yes.
Public utilities. We had taken the House figure on contractual, and I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we take the Senate figure on contractual. We had made an error there. That allows for the $100,000 for the telephone deregulation related technical staff equipment and software study.
Is there any objection to the motion?
You got that? Okay.
Hearing none, so ordered. We adopt the Senate contractual number, case number 30. Is there anything else, Senators? Any Senator?
Is there anything else that you have?
Okay. At this time, before adjournment, we'll come back in at 2 p.m. and take up capital and fiscal notes. I'd like to make the exchange at this time this afternoon. And one of my first statements when we open the conference committee is I'd like to keep the capital budget within $500 million if possible. And before we start, you know, we have placed before us approximately $830 million plus before us, and at this time, as I would move and ask unanimous consent, we move the slate clean and then motions afterwards to start putting in projects into the capital budget. Is there objection to that? Fine. The slate is clean. Senator Bennett.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to propose the following amendment. First amendment I would like to amend into the budget is the Anchorage Fairbanks Intertide House language for a sum of $25 million. Ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Second, I'd like to move in the House intent to sit in the hydro project for $33 million. Ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The third thing I'd like to ask is University of Alaska Fairbanks dormitories, $11 million. Ask unanimous consent.
I'd like to amend that, Senator Bennett, to also include the dormitories at Anchorage for $5 million.
Mr. Chairman, my next motion is going to be...
No objection. I'll remove that.
University of Alaska Anchorage classrooms, $25 million. Ask unanimous consent.
No objection.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this point, I'm tuckered out.
Okay. At this time, on the capital projects. You have before you the House capital projects in the amount of $110,926,000. At this time, I move and ask unanimous consent that these pages and that amount be placed in the capital budget. Is there any objection?
Objection.
No objection. That will be incorporated. Senator Bennett.
I'd like to place before the committee the Senate's capital. Ask unanimous consent for acceptance of figure of 118-508-500, general funds, 2900-000, and other funds. Ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objections, that's adopted. Senator Bennett, that completes the capital appropriations at this particular time. We'll take that up tomorrow, the next day, for further capital projects. The next item of business is we'll take up the memo that's being passed around by Senator Sackett. and a second.
You know, our initial interpretation. You know, one of the interpretations we had from Barrier when we were working on the budget is that we could take the House figure or the Senate figure, take, say, for example, a contractual code 300, one would be 200 and one would be 400, and we had to take either or the other. We couldn't take an in-between figure of, say, 300 between a 2 and a 4. And when I talked to Senator Fakes and Senator Ray today, they said that was not the intent. And they talked to Billy Barrier, and he subsequently written this opinion that we can, in fact, at this point in time, in terms of the conference, take figures in between. And many of the, about half of the ones that we held open were because of that reason, that we kind of got a tacit agreement that we could take a middle figure, but we felt under the older rules that we couldn't make that decision. And what he's saying now is that he feels, I think is that what he's saying, is that he feels he can do it. He feels he cannot do it.
Just have an ideas.
Okay. I can speak to this.
Okay. On the, what the hell, where the hell was that? Oh, on the list that you had given us about what was back and forth, where we had differences and where we had tacitly already agreed to compromises in between. I've identified some of those, and we can go through those tomorrow or whenever you want.
Okay, we can take those, the differences, up at 8:30. And I did make a list for the members. If we can get this list down to some 20 or 15 items, here's the list. I've also included under limited powers besides this list is University of Alaska, pages 1 through 59. And so I'd like members to go through this list, see if there's items that we can clear up at 8:30 in the morning. I do have the list of I would like members to look at the fiscal notes, both on the House and the Senate, and governor's priorities by the morning, so this can be incorporated also into the budget. Is there anything else to come before the conference at this time? Senators? Then we'll adjourn till 8:30. Conference committee, please come to order. This morning, it's my intention that we go back into the operating budgets and try to clear up problem areas that we have listed. And then this morning at our respective bodies is what I'd like to ask is limited powers of free conference to settle the remainder issues so we can close out the operating budget. I've given you copies of areas that I see that we can close on one page, starting with community and regional affairs and going on, and then you have a page that will show that the areas which I feel that we need to have limited powers. You should also add to that is the University of Alaska budget, pages 1 through 59. That's the whole section of the university needs to be left open, which should be typed. I would also ask, also on that list of sections 1 through 12 of the budget book to be left open, and which would be mainly the front section that we should look at. I'd like to go through and see if we can close out community and regional affairs, natural resources and environmental conservation, health and social services administration, and legislature, and see if there's any other areas that we need to look at with the administration. The first problem areas that we ran into was under community and regional affairs, was on page number 20, I think, that we can settle this morning. So I would respectfully ask that we adopt the House version. My reasons behind that is because of the fact that we put youth employment service under natural resources. We're going to have one or the other. Under Community and Regional Affairs, I feel that if we're going to start a new youth program, we should have legislation to back it up with regulations. Under Department of Natural Resources, we do have a youth program that's ongoing program that has regulations and have past history. We don't have these versions under Community and Regional Affairs, though they can be implemented in a time which I feel we'd miss the summer season for youth employment. And at this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent on page number 20 under youth programs. We accept the youth versions.
House versions.
House versions.
Do you have any objection? You heard what he said. No objection.
There's one objection. All in favor of that motion, signify by raising your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. The next area that we can take care of is under natural resources. You heard on page number 72. Excuse me, before we leave Community and Regional Affairs, there's a page that we need to include in it. There's a page number 90 that we need limited powers on, and that's housing loan administration. And that wasn't moved the other day, so just for the record, is I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that page number 90 under Community and Regional Affairs under Housing Loan Administration be left open for free conference.
No now, objection, and page 12 is still left open.
That's correct.
Okay.
Going on to natural resources under page number 72 under youth employment programs, is I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the House version be adopted, and this is for $400,000 for the existing youth programs throughout the state of Alaska. Is there any objection?
No.
Hearing none, so ordered. Also along with that is I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the Senator Bennett's letter of intent be moved. It's under the youth program, employment program. The Department of Natural Resources would employ Alaskan youth ages 16 through 21 for work projects emphasizing parks and recreation and forestry management tasks. It is the intent of the legislature that Alaskan youth apply for the employment on this program may not be disqualified for hire because of family income. And I would ask for unanimous consent. Okay. That intent language is adopted. Going on, as there was an area left open under natural resources, also was page number 32. There was just a question on this, and at this time I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House version be adopted.
No objection.
Hearing none, so ordered. The next area that we can cover under natural resources is on page number 38. The only area of difference was the travel. The House has a higher number. I would move and ask unanimous consent. I'm sorry.
No.
No. That the travel, on the Senate side is lower and also on contractual, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that the adoption of the Senate number.
Objection.
Yes, sir.
I'm advised that at page 38, there is a desperate need for an oil marketing expert services to verify industry pricing methods. This would assist the Department of Law in dealing with major oil litigation and would be offset by better results in the cases. The particular case pending is the Amerada Hess Prudhoe Bay royalty case. And if the state is successful in that litigation, up to $2 billion in royalty from...
Who notified you?
Leases. We've collected this material. Some of this was from the beginning.
Okay, the $100,000 was recommended as a deletion by the department.
That was resolved. It's not necessary.
You don't have a decent touch to administration. Going to have an ease to talk to Mr. We'll have a short at ease on this.
And are that additional funding will be required, not necessarily the amount in the higher version, but about approximately $75,000 more.
At this time, I'd remove my motion and under page number 38 to take care of that problem by They only need 75,000 at this time under country. If we move the house numbers, with the exception of travel, we can have place 75,000 in there to take care of this problem. At this time, I would so move, with the exception of travel, with Senate travel.
Dean, you're supposed to take care of these problems before they get to us. I'm telling you, just for next year, okay?
Okay.
So we don't get these double ones saying we want another person saying we're not.
That takes care.
It really pisses me off.
That takes care of problems that we can take care of in natural resources, environmental conservation. There's just one area that was left open. This was on page number 40. The motion would be before you is to accept the house numbers on the personal services travel contractual, taking the second Senate number under commodities and equipment, and including in this is the Senate intent language.
Chairman, can I have a brief at ease on page 40?
Sure. I'll take at ease.
No objection.
No objection.
And also included, I forget to mention, this house intent language is also there. Is there any objection?
Attorney, may I ask a question so I understand? What's the difference in the contractual line between the Senate and the House?
Read it down to the note below under the House analysis.
Well, hang on. I can't find it. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Okay. No objection. That takes care of page number 40. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I was just wondering if you've received a copy, I'm sure you have a copy of the letter from Mr. Ducey concerning the amendment made the other day by Senator Bennett. Have you had a chance to evaluate that?
Yes. Go ahead, continue. We do have
it. I just was concerned that the apparently the evaluation of that amendment is seriously hurts the drinking water program, the state's drinking water program, and that perhaps that $164,000, which was reduced, should be added back in order to ensure that program's not seriously hurt.
Senator Bennett, you.
General funds and have it forever in the bowels of government, or at this time to abandon that carrot. And, recommendation was to abandon it should they need something to come in with their own program.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Duncan.
Yeah, I understand what Senator Bennett is saying. I my concern is, though, when we abandon it, what are we doing to the safe drinking water program throughout the state? And I can only quote what's in Mr. Dusick's memo, I guess, information from DEC to indicate it's going to be disastrous to that program. And I don't think that's perhaps good public policy. And perhaps Mr. Ducey, could I ask him to just explain in a nutshell what he's saying in this letter as to the impact of that reduction?
Thank you. DEC, when they prepared their FY84 budget, was faced with a number of federal cutbacks. In some cases, the programs were abandoned. In certain cases, the administration, both the past and the present one, felt they were important enough to continue with state general funding. This is one of those areas in which it was felt important to continue. The elimination of this funding will seriously hamper the state's drinking water program and possibly result in the federal EPA taking over the drinking water program in the state. In addition to the federal receipts that have already been lost, we stand a good chance, by not having a state drinking water program, of losing an additional $500 to $600 million in federal funds. because we are not in compliance with the existing program. Again, as the Senator Bennett mentioned, the department was faced with serious budget federal cutbacks. However, this is one of the areas in which it felt that it was very important to continue the program with state general funds.
Representative Duncan?
Well, Mr. Chairman, based on that, I hesitate to make the motion knowing what might happen on it, but I would ask perhaps that you consider holding this open, and perhaps Senator Bennett, who worked on this, could again get back with the department and just see if there is a resolving of the issue without adding the money back in. It causes me serious concern to have this money deleted and then have a letter such as has been presented to us on June 21st and just ignore it. I think it's a problem worth addressing, and for some way to resolve it short of adding the money back in, that's fine, but I'm concerned that there is not, and perhaps that should be evaluated. So I could either make the motion, which would probably be defeated at this time, or I could ask that we hold this open to reevaluate it.
Make your motion, Representative Duncan.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps I could ask Senator Bennett what his view is based on this letter.
When I made the motion, we made the motion and we put it before the body. That was my view. I think that it's very, very clear that our government and our state is not able to pick up all of these federal candies that have been doled out over the years. We're at a time when we're cutting back. They obviously have abandoned. We're at a point to where, if there is a problem, then I would assume the commissioner would come in with a reduced program and have presented it before the subcommittee and before the committees, which was not the case.
Mr. Chairman, I am going to make a motion. I just feel very strongly. I agree with Senator Bennett. We shouldn't be picking up all federal programs that are cut. However, when we're talking about a program that deals with public health, such as a safe drinking water program, and if this funding is not available, that program is not going to be administered. We're talking about the village safe water program in rural areas and urban areas as well. I think we have a responsibility to provide the funding to continue the program. And I don't have a copy of Senator Bennett's amendment with me, but I'd move we rescind action on adopting the amendment proposed by Senator Bennett the other day. The effect of that rescinding action would be to add $164,600 back into the DEC budget and the various components were eliminated.
Is there objection on the rescinding motion?
Objection.
All in favor of that motion signify by raising your hand. Opposed? Motion fails. The next area we're going to take up is health and social services. An area that I feel that we can close is on page number 80. On the sheet that I handed you, there's a typo error. It should read 1785.5 instead of 13. At this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the House version. There's no objection. Another area in health and social services that we can close out is on page number 188. Before I make this motion, Senator Bennett, it was at your request, as I'm going to ask for the House version. We had taken care of your program. It's funded on page number 248.
They're both 80,000. They're going to do their house. Go ahead.
It does not take care of it. This 80,000 is not the same as on page 248, 249 for Fairbanks. This is for the reproductive care. It's important to stay in separate component as the anchor.
We thought it was the same. That's why I'd move for the Senate figure.
Fine. No objection. That takes care of health and social services.
There's still a number open on there.
Yeah.
I haven't talked about this.
Administration is the next subject we're going to take up. Let's take a two-minute end. Take a recess. The next one, there's a couple components under administration that we can close out. And under page number 50 would be under the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission. At this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the Senate version. Is there any objection? No objection?
Did you object?
No, I did not object.
So moved. The next area we have a difference is we can close out is page number 74. This time I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the Senate's number. There's an objection. Yes, I have information that I'd like to use against it. You have an organization chart there which shows the administration is putting four divisions in. A computer operation division, Systems and Programming Service Division, Technical Support Division, Professional Service Division, Support Services Division. I see no need for a deputy commissioner position when you're starting all these new positions here, and I support the Senate's number on this. Is there any questions? Hearing none?
I objected, though.
There's objections. Is your objection still maintained? All in favor of adopting the Senate number indicated by raising your hand? Opposed? Motion carries. The next area we've got is under the legislature. Objection?
Objection.
Hearing none, so ordered. The last one we had was page number 30.
Again, it's in there.
And I think the debate earlier was on the Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. office.
I don't know why it's in both. Yeah. Move the Senate.
So ordered. The only other area that the House has to cover is under the Department of Fish and Game.
Subsistence.
Subsistence.
would be on page number 76.
Page 76.
Yes. I found it.
With my understanding, under D2 conversion under subsistences, at this time I'd like to move the house number.
No objection.
Is that 586.1?
Yeah.
The house number is now 732.2 under D2 conversion.
No.
586.5. Okay. Good, correct. Okay.
No objection, so ordered. Senator Sackett, is there anything else that you'd like to bring up at this time under operating budgets?
We have the request. Let me find out what page was correct now on which ones we're going to ask for limited powers of pre-conference on. What passout was that?
This passout this morning that has the remaining items since we take...
I don't have a copy.
Yes,
here we go.
Yeah, he did. These are the items that I will be placing on a sheet for signature from each of you to ask for limited powers, and I will have one of my staff members before 10 o'clock run it around for your signatures for limited
just one thing before the prior request, as just the opportunity to provide to the administration to see if they have any comments they want to make.
Is there any comments from the administration, Mr. Ducey?
On the list of items for which you will seek the limited powers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And add the University of Alaska to that.
One clarification, Mr. Chairman. The items that are not on the list, for example, the longevity bonus in administration, items like that, which are still open, you do not need, these are not the only open items, I believe, right?
No, like the longevity bonus, we've got a piece of legislation that will address that. Either way, we're going to go with the operating budget of $32 million in the administration budget that either carries that, or we're going to look at Senate Bill 215 is presently in conference and House Finance.
Okay.
So.
Okay, fine. Okay, looks good, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Representative Duncan?
Mr. Chairman, I just had one area before we leave that I wanted to bring up in Commerce and Economic Development. On page 90, just a minute, on Christmas. Mr. Chairman, we adopted the same total figure. House Senate has the same total figure. Why would we make a change in program receipts? Okay, that's my document. Senate figure, we adopt the higher program receipt number. Information I now have indicates we should adopt the House version, which is the same total but different allocation between
that's
the
correct.
Different funds and program receipts.
Would you make the motion?
I would move the House fix.
No objection. So ordered. That was on page number 90.
Page 92, we did accept the House version.
That's correct. Mr. Ducey.
Well, one request, because we
still feel strongly about the DEC matter, but I would like to get with the department, see if there is an alternative position which provides.
If it's only 163,000, surely within that whole budget. And the question is that the federal funds may not be jeopardized. Is that correct? Not that they will be jeopardized. May
there's jeopardized. A possibility, it's up for sure.
Right. So if there's a real critical problem there, then you have sufficient room in your budget to go back and forth.
Assuming a level of appropriation is that a good enough in that department, yes.
But at no time in all this discussion of people that can save water and dying in the rural areas, et cetera, was there any doubt that it may be lost?
This afternoon we'll come back at Senator Joseph.
I recall when the Senate rejected the review of the local constitutions.
That's correct.
Right.
That piece of legislation, I think, is still in the Senate. That's going to come up to the board.
The minute it's voted on, then it's the jailers to vote. Another item to consider is the presidential primary funding.
Yeah, it was.
Just one thing I should say, Gene.
Excuse me, Mr.
The sanitary Cordova was supposed to check in for two.
Yes.
We will be coming back at 2:30 this afternoon, taking up capital, fiscal notes, and by then we should have limited powers of free conference, and I'd like to go down the list and see if we can settle most of these matters this afternoon.
Very good.
Conference committee adjourned.
Conference committee, please come to order. This morning, since we have limited powers on the items that we did not close, this morning I'd like to take those items up and see if we can close most of those and come back this afternoon and take up fiscal notes and capital. The first component we have two items under is under community and regional affairs. We left page number 12 and page number 90 open, and this time I'd like to deal with those. At this time, the House would like to move under page number 12, under personal services, the House number, under travel, the Senate number, under contractual, the House number, under commodities, the Senate number, making a new number 7772.6.
Is there a motion to reference the letter of intent?
Yes, and this includes the letter of intent that has been already adopted, Senator. Is there any objection? This would make the general funds in the bottom on line number 12 a total of 8025.0. Is there any objection?
Wait. You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hearing no objections, so move. Components closed. The next area that we left open was page number 90. Evidently, the House would like at this time to put the House contractual plus $842,000 to allow for payments to finance charges to be offset in the loan receipts. think that was an error on the calculation by the House on this. At this time, I would like to move under personal services a number of 681.4, under travel 121.6, under contractual 1044.6. I would like to move under item number 4, the House number of 28.3, under equipment, the number under Senate of 1.6, making a new general fund total of 1831.3.
What about the intent?
And the intent is still stated. We adopted that earlier, Representative Duncan.
How many people?
People would still stay at 16.3. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, that is closed. The other area that we did have problems with was under Department of Natural Resources.
Let me ask, on Community and Regional Affairs, are there any more questions on any other departments that people have?
The House has none. Administration?
None.
Senator?
Gone, gone.
Under Department of Natural Resources, the only two things we have was on page number 64 in a letter of intent. Basically, what my motion would do is to accept part of the Senate budget plus the Kodiak Park Ranger and a technical staff upgrade. Senator, before I make this motion.
Mr. Chairman, I've been advised that there's a critical need for janitorial maintenance in the parks, particularly in the South Central area, and had a request for a $100,000 item for maintenance. Can I ask Mr. Dusek if he could comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe this item came up previously in connection with the youth program, whereby $400,000 was added to DNR for park maintenance and operations. Based on information from the department, there's only a certain amount that can be done with these kids, of course. They still need supervision. They're only available for a limited time of year during the summer months, and the parks are open for a longer period of time than the period at school is out. So we do support the motion of it increasing to $100,000.
It's a House feeling with that $400,000, though the management of that and for that short period of time can be adopted within that money of $400,000. Senator?
I think that motion.
There's a motion before you to adopt $100,000. All in favor of that motion signify by raising your hand. Oppose? Motion fails. At this time, I'd like to make the motion under page number 64, under personal services, a new number of 2270.0, under travel 74.7, under contractual 1311.6, commodities 190.6, under equipment, the Senate number of 12.6, new number under line number 12 of general funds of 3839.5, and at this time I would move this. Is there any objection?
Mr. Chairman? Line 8, was there any intent to move anything for that?
$20,000.
At this time, $20,000, I believe it was. Was that in the report?
Yeah, it was supposed to be in there.
What was it?
It was miscellaneous. We split it in underline contractual. So we don't do that. No, the 20,000 was not included. It's under contractual, so that's not in the figure. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, so ordered. We do have a letter of intent to go along with this page. The intent language was this page, was the sum of $34,600 has been added to upgrade existing park ranger and technical staff in Kodiak. That's intent language that would go along with this. Is there any objection to moving the intent language with this? Hearing none, so ordered.
Wait a second, we're not done with that page. No objection to that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Let me go back and try a different number if I might on this page.
Would you,
64.
Would you like to have this held over till this afternoon? We can yes. take it up this afternoon and get some more information on it. Okay. 64 is I'll hold over. That would be the best. The next item that we have is in fish and game. We had left components open under fish and game, I believe, on pages number 2, 26, and pages number 66. The basic difference that we had that between the two was in the travel for finned fish. It would be my recommendation to split the difference there under miscellaneous items is to go ahead and incorporate the two numbers together, the Senate and the House numbers. At this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent under personal services, we adopt the House number. Under travel, where we're splitting the difference, a number of 398.6. Under contractual, commodities and equipment, to accept the House numbers. Under miscellaneous, we accept a new figure of 366.6. A new figure under line number 12 under general funds, a figure of 11706.3. And also we have a letter of intent.
Chairman, line 7, did you say the House figure? Or
line 7 would be the Senate figure.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes. is there any plans for the skiing study in this area at all?
Not in this particular budget, but it is going to be in your capital that will be adopted maybe this afternoon. I think we have Sakeen study money in the capital budget. I think the number that I seen last week was the amount of $325,000 in that neighborhood. Yes. Is there anything else? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. I did have to make sure that here's the intent language I think that the Senate had provided. Is there any objection to the intent languages?
Sure.
Can I have that copy back?
Have him make one.
Make some.
I do have them someplace. I lost them. Here you go.
There's the second one is behind that, I'm sorry. 325,200
in the House capital budget. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, so ordered. Continuing on, the next page is page number 26. Thank you. the main difference was in the grant section. Is before I make the motion, is to move the House budget and add in lines number 8 under miscellaneous. It was a $240,000 for the Copper River Lake Studies Cooperative Program and letter intent. At this time, I would like to move under lines 1 through 5, the House number under the miscellaneous column, the Senate number, a new total of 8968.5, and the letter of intent that's before you.
Object for a second.
Got an objection.
Okay. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that the Senate version plus House language reductions on line 8 included.
Yes, and that reduction should be a negative 328.3. Is that correct, Senator?
We've got 7.5.
Right.
50% of hatchery reductions, 150. Then that add for Russell Creek, new total of 9141.1.
Say again, please.
We can bring a new. We can't bring new things to the table.
No, we can't bring
if it's not in either.
Yeah. That's what's wrong. Senator, the number that to include your guys' projects, it should be a negative 328.3 under the Senate's
version.
Let's
take that.
Okay,
I'll figure this out.
We have a. Mr. Chairman?
Senator?
We'll draw motion number 1 and elect to propose motion number 2, which would be new intent language.
Okay.
Okay.
Before we do that, senators, I'd like to move the numbers, and then we go to your intent language of 324.3, and the Senate number. No objection. All the numbers then stand. The new total is 8968.5. Senator Bennett.
Move the motion for new intent language to be added. Legislative intent is the intent of the legislature that within the FY84 appropriation set forth, the department will continue to operate the Russell Creek Hatchery as a sufficient continued level. Pass unanimously.
We don't object. No objection. So ordered. The next items we have is on page number 66. The only difference that we had under this category was under the component of travel. What I'd like to do is split the difference there between the Senate and the House. At this time, I'm going to move under this category, under personal services, the House number of 514.6. Under travel, a new number of 617.5. Under contractual commodities equipment, I'm going to move the 3 Senate numbers, which will give us a new total under the general fund of 842.3. And I move and ask unanimous consent. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. That takes care of natural fishing game. The next item we have was under revenue. We only left one component open, and it was under page number 50. The problem area was in personnel. It was mainly for 3 tax scanners for $72,000. time, I'd like to move under personal services a new number of 1426.0, accepting the Senate's travel number of 12, accepting the House number under components 3 and 4, the Senate number under equipment, a new total under general funds of 1727.2, and I ask for unanimous consent. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I ask, you said that those were the only areas open. I still have pages 58 and 62 open. They are.
Okay.
They are open.
You are correct. 58 and 62 are open.
I know. On 58, if you can find it,
yes.
I'll take a look closer.
Fine.
I don't know what the figure is.
The House has a zero fiscal, zero, and the Senate has $1 million there. The question that arises is the House had passed over a piece of legislation to repeal the political contributions. I don't know where that's going on the Senate side. Senate?
It's dead. As far as I'm aware, it's dead, and it's because it's kind of in limbo, limbo kind of some sort. And go ahead.
Go ahead. Mr. Chairman, the vote on the floor of the Senate was not to place the bill on the calendar. There were no due pass votes in the
committee. We still have the law.
If we still
have the law. We need to at least fund it.
The law still stands on the book if there's not going to be any repeal, but it says the law states that the legislature may appropriate for money for this. We can still put the House number of zero there and just tell the public there's no money for this particular item.
I think we tried that once before. I think there's a ruling on that. Does anybody know from the revenue what it was? Because this identical thing happened before. There was either a revenue ruling or there was an opinion.
AG's opinion, I think.
Yeah. You know anything about it?
Mr. Chairman.
We better find out before we go on.
I would think that could lead to litigation. It would be a wonderful class action suit to collect all the people who make contributions and then desire to be refunded. I don't know what the outcome would be.
What did you say? There is something specific on this. We'll get it.
Okay, we're going to leave page number 58 open, and we'll take it up and close it down this afternoon. The other item that...
Could you guys find out?
I have more information as well.
From who?
Jeff Morrison on my side. The problem last year, Mr. Chairman, Senator Sackett, was that the political contribution child care credits were all lumped together. We had one appropriation, so you couldn't hold back on just one. This year we have two separate components, and you should not have that problem.
I think you should check some more.
I'd be glad to check it. Yeah.
Would you please get with the Attorney General's office and Department of Revenue and get the specific thing? I don't want any guesses.
The other item that we left open was page number 62, is the permanent fund dividend program. We're just going to hold this open this afternoon, either put it in the front section or leave the Senate number, Senator. So we'll just hold this one open. Is there any objection? Okay, that takes care of revenue. Transportation. Page number 32. Page number 32. Under contingency funds, it's our feelings that... Any time time a agency has a budget of over $170 million budget, there is no need, I feel, for a contingency fund. They should be able to work within their means on this. At this time, the House will move a new number of zero under page number 32. Is there any objection?
Just for a minute, Mr. Chairman, could I ask...
I had it this morning because I was looking at
Mr. Dusick's comments.
Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No, that's okay.
The governor had recommended zero in this amount, and I think it's really is that can you put a level of appropriation in DOT considering their reorganization proposal, it should not be a problem. Again, it'd be appropriation if we have separate appropriations for each of the major regions. Give them enough flexibility where it can be, but it's not necessary.
Is there any objection to my motion for zero? Hearing none, so ordered. The next component that is on page 148. The problem in this is the salary increases. It is the House's feeling that all the salary increase will be dealt in the budget. It should be covered under the office of the governor, and it shouldn't be a separate issue within the marine transportation. And it is my feeling that that's where it should be dealt.
Let me ask Gene a question. Gene, if we were to do that, does that create any technical problems?
No.
Okay. But we do have a problem that if we did it that way, we've already reduced the appropriation level and amount in the governor's office. Can we increase that now if we reduce it here?
Or this item just could be held open and dealt with at the same time.
No problem.
Well, no, I think you've got a good point, Senator Sackett.
Okay.
I think you may have a good point, but...
Where's our rules expert?
It may be better to put...
Yeah, see, if we took it out of here and we put it over the governor's office, we'd have to increase that over the point we passed.
Senate should be under the governor's budget.
Yeah, I know. I don't have any objection to that. That's not the point. The point is that the dollar amount in the governor's office is insufficient unless we transfer this. And that would put us above the appropriation amount that we had originally passed under either house. It's a, what do they call it, rules problem. It's not a...
You'd have to get solid powers or free conference to do it.
Well, we may not have the problem anyway, so...
I sure think there's a problem.
I don't know. Huh?
I think it'd be okay.
Be okay? Okay.
At this time, I'd like to move under personal services the House number, under the travel, the Senate number, under contractual and commodities, the House number, under equipment, the Senate number, under line number 12, under general funds, a new number of 2369.4, and ask for unanimous consent.
Mr. Chairman? Just wanted to reemphasize the comments on our papers that the salary increases will be dealt with in the budget for Office of the Governor, and that's for working the basis for working.
That's correct.
Hearing no objections, so moved.
Mr. Chairman, legislative intent.
Is that intent?
Yeah.
No objection?
No objection. I think that was adopted before. The other place that we left open was under page 228. It's our recommendation again under contingency funds and surplus funds is to delete those. I'm going to move under this line and ask for unanimous consent under personal services, the House number 673.8, under travel, the Senate number of 28.5, under contractual and commodities, the House numbers of 83.0 and 6.9 respectively. Under grants and claims, I'm going to move the Senate number of 590.0. Under miscellaneous items, the number of zero. Under line item number 12, under general funds, a new number of 1082.3.
Just a Quick objection, I can ask Mr. Dusick about the miscellaneous line deletion. Is that consistent with what your view has been on?
I'm trying to figure out what they had in A was other than a contingency.
You know, the only thing when we did the subcommittee work on this one, this is another contingency fund for administration. That's where the 300 was.
My concern is just a plain contingency. I don't have any problem, but my concern at this point would be with something other than contingency.
It's closed out.